And Norman, you've got yet another story showing that being a woman can sometimes be a little bit grim.
Yeah, look, maybe not so grim, but this is a story which will certainly spike your interest, which is, does being pregnant as a woman make you age faster?
It certainly at times makes you feel like you're a lot older than you feel like you should be.
Well, that's right. But at the beginning of the show, I kind of indicated, well, maybe that's actually the baby you get at the end of the pregnancy and the sleeplessness and all the things that go along with having to have a baby. And unless you've got a very cooperative partner, the burden often is on the woman, and you do go through a couple of years of really not feeling that great. But this is actually looking at pregnancy itself.
I'm curious to know, when you say aging, what you actually mean by that.
They looked at what's called the epigenetic clock. This is the new, relatively new, it's not that new anymore, study of changes to genes which are not mutations. So imagine you've got the DNA code in your genes, and a mutation is where that code changes, either a big change or a little change in the helix of life. So what epigenetics is about are actually not mutations. It's about changes to the chemistry of the gene on the outside and can change how the gene works. And sometimes it can mean that you might age faster or slower, or it could mean you increase your risk of cancer or not. And some people believe that these epigenetic changes can be transmitted to your babies. What the epigenetic clocks are about is that they've found these chemical changes to the genes that may be associated simply with time. That as time goes by and as you get older, you can pick up these changes on your epigenetic clock and basically tell you what age you are. Now, the thing is, that's your biological age as opposed to your chronological age. So the question here is, when you look at these epigenetic clocks and women who've been pregnant, has their biological age speeded up compared to their chronological age? And they used six measures of epigenetic aging, so six different epigenetic clocks, to try and get an accurate idea. And these are women in this cohort study in the Philippines, where men have been followed as well, and from birth, actually from before birth. So they know quite a lot about the pregnancies of these women before they were born. And now they're looking at the effect on these women when they've become pregnant. One of the researchers was Kaylin Ryan, who's from the Columbia Aging Center at Columbia University in New York.
For the first analysis, we looked at women and we said, do women who have been pregnant at least once look biologically older than women who have never been pregnant? We controlled for socioeconomic status, measures of the urban environment, smoking, some genetic variation. And what we found was that women who had been pregnant looked biologically older using all six of those epigenetic clocks.
How much older?
Between 4 and 14 months. It depends on the clock, and that's our estimate in that population.
When you looked at subsequent pregnancies, was each pregnancy worth between 4 and 14 months of aging, or did it change?
We found an increase in biological age with the increase in pregnancy number, and that was around 4 to 5 months per pregnancy of biological aging. The next thing we did was, you know, it's very difficult to pull out the social and cultural factors that might be shaping both fertility and the aging process.
Because the poorer you are, the more likely you are to have more pregnancies.
Yes, it's entirely possible that there's other confounding variables that we're not able to control for in the social environment, the physical environment. So the next thing we did was we actually took a subset of the women that we were studying and we looked at them at a second time point. It allowed us to compare a woman at one point in time to herself in another point in time. So here we're asking, does the increase in pregnancy number among women associate with the increase in biological aging among that same woman?
So she becomes her own
and
control.
Here, exactly. And here, the results were a little more mixed. We have an increase in biological age on the same magnitude, but in this case, it was only present for two of the epigenetic clocks that we looked at. Finally, the other way that we tried to get around some of the potential social confounders, as you had mentioned, was we looked at the men. So we said, okay, maybe it's something to do with earlier sexual activity or something else associated with fertility earlier in life. And we found no relationship between the number of pregnancies that the men reported fathering and their biological aging.
Let's just test this in different ways. Women live longer than men on average. Therefore, this right. The question is, how important is this? If it's still true, and it was less true when you controlled for absolutely everything, if it is true, how do you explain women living longer than men, allowing for this pregnancy phenomenon?
There's actually some fascinating work showing that, using historical records, showing that prior to modern medical interventions, especially around childbirth, men used to live longer than women.
Yeah, although I used to think that, but when I was researching it for a recent book, I discovered that in fact, for most of history, women have lived more than men, and most species live longer than men.
I think you're absolutely right. In most species of mammals, at least, females live longer than males.
So my point is, how significant is the finding?
In terms of the magnitude of the effect, there's questions about translating that across cultures and across populations, because this is likely to vary with nutritional context, healthcare, many, many different factors. I think what's important is that we're starting to think about aging in new ways and thinking about some areas that have been neglected or overlooked.
Now, there'll be women listening to our conversation who've had miscarriages, multiple miscarriages. So they've been pregnant 5 or 6 times to get one baby, one live birth. Did you compare your data to live births? In other words, just how tied it was to pregnancy versus having a baby, which is hard work and biologically hard on you?
That's a great question. Starting to partition out pregnancies from live births and then starting to account for other factors like breastfeeding, child rearing, lack of sleep, all these other things are where we're going next with some of this research.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Health Report.
My pleasure.
Kaelin Ryan, who's at the Columbia Aging Center at Columbia University in New York.
I have a question here, because for most of human history, women would have had lots of pregnancies across their life. We're talking about the aging as if it's inherently a bad thing, but maybe this is just what our bodies are meant to do.
Look, I think that's a really good point. And that's why I was pursuing this with him. And you'll notice that as time went on, so the first set of research was actually just what they call cross-sectional. They were just looking at a spot in time. And if you looked at a moment in time with pregnancies, then yes, you got this aging effect. And remember what I said about epigenetics, there being a debate about whether or not you transmit epigenetic changes. There's a huge debate about this, which we can talk about on another day. But as time went on, some of these clocks did not maintain that aging profile. So they reverted. I mean, that's the beauty of epigenetics. They're not necessarily permanent. And so as time goes on, but there is no question that multiple pregnancies, the more pregnancies you have beyond, I can't remember what the number is, but I think it's 3, the more damaging it is to a woman's body. We've known that for a long time, independent of epigenetics. And so as the birth rate goes down, women have become healthier. That's why people have thought, well, there was a switch in the 19th century between men living longer than women and women living longer than men. And I've quoted that research many times, but then I've discovered that, in fact, it's wrong. Even with that, and even with women dying in early pregnancy, women have tended to live longer than men throughout most of human history.
That is fascinating.
And you're listening to The Health Report.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.